In this bulletin, tourists injured after a volcanic eruption in New Zealand. A Queensland terror suspect faces court after several alleged fighters were caught in northern Syria. And in sport, Socceroos captain Mark Milligan to retire from the Australian team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diamond. Seven rescue helicopters are being used to bring patients back to the mainland from New Zealand's White Island after a volcanic eruption. St John Ambulance believes there are at least 20 people needing medical attention. White Island is New Zealand's most active volcanic cone and a popular tourist destination. Fisherman Dan Harvey told TV New Zealand he saw the eruption begin.
There was just a big burst coming out and nothing above it. And then, yeah, it just kept expanding and getting bigger and looked like a hell of an explosion went on.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says there are around 100 people on the island when the eruption happened, and some of them are unaccounted for.
At this stage, obviously, does appear to be a very significant issue, particularly the scale of those affected at this stage. A joint press conference will be held at 5:30 between the National Emergency Management Agency and the police.
A Queensland man accused of fighting in a terrorist group has faced court in Adelaide. Agim Ajazi was deported from Turkey and Commonwealth prosecutors requested his extradition to Queensland. The accused didn't apply for bail and didn't contest his extradition. Turkish authorities say Ajazi is one of 21 alleged fighters recently captured in northern Syria. Fire authorities in New South Wales are preparing for extreme conditions tomorrow as crews battle 41 uncontained fires. Hot and dry conditions are forecast, prompting warnings for Sydneysiders to stay alert. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says total fire bans will likely be in place from the south coast to the Hunter region up to the Queensland border. Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the expected weather is concerning and it will be challenging for crews.
We are expecting to see across large geographic areas of the state severe fire danger ratings. We are going to see hot conditions, so we're talking widespread areas in the high 30s, 38, 39 degrees, but also into the 40s, the low 40s, 41, 42 degrees.
A total of 86 fires are burning across the state. And the fires burning in New South Wales have destroyed koala habitats so extensively, an ecologist warns that many bodies will never be found. Nature Conservation Council ecologist Mark Graham gave the warning while speaking in a New South Wales Upper House inquiry into the state's koala population. The urgent hearing was called following months of unprecedented bushfires, which have burnt through millions of hectares of forest. It's estimated more than 2,000 koalas have died during the New South Wales bushfires this season, and Mr. Graham says the true extent of the damage is unknown.
It's still such a dynamic and evolving fire season. There is fire burning in so many places that are known to be of significance to koalas that the final situation will take some time to understand, but we can say with certainty that many of these fires are burning really hot and really fast, in that there are extensive crown fires. The extensive nature of these crown fires is absolutely unprecedented.
Britain's political parties have embarked on a final push to secure votes ahead of this week's general election. All 650 seats in Britain's House of Commons are up for grabs when the UK heads to the polls on Thursday. Opinion polls have placed the current Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the lead. However, analysts suggest he may not secure enough seats to have a parliamentary majority. Mr. Johnson is standing by his promise to get Brexit done in the lead-up to the vote.
We are a party that is going to get Brexit done. Yeah. By when? Yeah. By January the 31st. And we've got a deal that's ready to go. It's an absolutely fantastic deal, isn't it? Yeah. It's all ready to go. How many members of the Conservative Party standing at this election support our deal? Yeah. Every single one. 600. How many members of the Labour Party, so Labour candidates, support Jeremy Corbyn's deal?
None.
Impossible to calculate. Nobody knows. Not even he supports it. It's the most ludicrous situation.
In football, Socceroos captain Mark Milligan will retire after making 80 appearances for the team. The 34-year-old's career includes involvement in Australia's 2015 Asian Cup and four World Cup campaigns. Milligan says it's been a privilege to be involved with the Socceroos over the past 14 years. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 26. Melbourne, cloudy, 19. Hobart, a possible early shower, 21. Canberra, hot and smoky, 38. Wollongong, smoke haze, becoming windy, 33. Sydney, similar conditions, 36. Newcastle, hot and smoke haze, 38. Brisbane, early smoke haze, then mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.